all over the world and in every generation. David and Goliath. There was bloodshed. After Goliath fell, David had no sword. He ran to Goliath, took Goliath's sword. And while Goliath was lying down, he chopped off Goliath's head. And you must understand how small size David was. When Saul put his armor on David, David couldn't move. You remember that story? So he was not a big size guy. And how big was Goliath's beam and spear? That was huge. And how big was Goliath's sword? That was big. He probably need two hands. He used this short sword of Goliath. And he go kapow. And it looks like some of these Japanese anime movies where the blood spurt out. Fountain of blood. Don't forget, Goliath was a big man. So he has very big arteries. Chopping Goliath's head was like cutting a big pipe that leads to from a dam. And it juts out. David was all splattered, covered with blood. But he was a hero. So was God condemning him for being a warrior? No. It was what made him who he was. He was a mighty warrior. But God was saying, you cannot both be an eye and a hand at the same time. This life is only, how long can you live in this life? 70 years, 120 years? Sorry, too short for that. Even to do some more things, get to heaven first, and then there's eternity. You can play the piano and be a musician for 10,000 years in heaven, and then the next 10,000 years you can choose to be an architect. But in this life, it's too short. Just go, your mission. Be true to your mission. Your mission is unique. You know what the word unique means? In the computer, unique means that you cannot have a file under the same name in the same folder. You try that, your computer will refuse. The law of computer programming is each reference has to be unique. If it's not unique, we cannot program it. Because file 1, 2, 4 cannot have any other file A, B, C, 1, 2, 4. Cannot. Because the whole system will break down. You are unique with your mission. No one else can take that place. Discover it. David discovered what he was not. Solomon began to discover what he was to be. But David had detailed plans for the temple. 1 Chronicles 28, this is how detailed it was, he says. In verse 11, David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat, and the plans for all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of God, of all the chambers, so all around, all the treasuries of the house of God, of all the treasuries for the dedicated things. Also plans for the division of the priests and the Levites, for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, for all the articles of service in the house of God. He gave gold by weight for things of gold, for all articles used in every kind of service, also silver for all articles of silver by weight, for all articles used in every kind of service, the weight for the lampstands. And then verse 16, by weight he gave gold for the table of showbread. Verse 17, pure gold for the forks and basins. And verse 18, refined gold by weight for the altar of incense and the cherubim. All these plans he had. Look, the details were so clear up to the fork and spoon. Point 2A, your vision must be detailed. If it's not detailed, it will not work. A plan must have a blueprint. There's no generalness in it. Detailed plans. But not just detail. Detailed plans by the Spirit. You know, a lot of people are running around with just point one. They have a mission. But they have no idea how to carry on that mission. Remember, point one, two, three, you need to hear from God. Point one is the general call and destiny you have. Some people run around just having a mission. But you also need to hear God for the details. Because the details can cost you a lot. At the end of the book of Judges, you have a civil war. And then they elected Judah to lead all the other tribes against the tribe of Benjamin. And when they asked the Lord, they said, Lord, who should lead? The Lord says, Judah. They went out, thousands of men died. People can die for the lack of details. Because you don't have those precautions and details from the Spirit. You say, how will I know these details from the Holy Spirit? The Bible promises. In the book of John, it promises you these details. That's a promise you can hang on. In John chapter 16, verse 13. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will tell you things to come. You notice that? He will tell you things to come. Details. You need a relationship with God, but that's not full stop. That's just a colon or semicolon. We need the details from God. Like David, specific details. Up to the fork and spoons. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. The word Proverbs chapter 20. In verse 18. Plans are established by counsel, by wise counsel, wage war. So it tells you that plans are not just some hazy thing you dream up. Counsel means there's detailed planning consultation. It says by counsel you wage war. When you fight a war, you need details. Do you know that the difference in details could mean the difference between defeat or victory? If you have the details, you can be a smaller army, but you can defeat a bigger army. If you know some things and you have the extra knowledge, you know how Julius Caesar conquered Gaul. How do you say that? Gaul. Well, that's tough for me. Give it to me again. Goal. It's spelled as the football goal. Pronounced. I spell it G-A-U-L, but pronounced as football goal. All goal. Okay, thank you very much. Goal. Remember how... You remember all these cartoons? Some of you read these cartoons with Asterix and Caesar. He can never conquer that one little village. But the truth of history is he did conquer. But it was not easy. You read the history. When he came to the last place where he surrounded this Gaul village, or rather big castle. And there are others who are coming. His army was actually smaller. And as he fought, his men were almost on equal level, but almost defeated. You know what he did? He sent a cavalry troop back to the through the mountains, round the mountains, and then they came fresh down a different place. So that to the goals, it looked like fresh army had come. Because everyone was, he used a psychology of the fear of the Roman Empire. And remember, Gaul was a long way from Rome. And he had limited resources, limited men. But he took part of his cavalry, make them go backwards and round and come from the another way. It looked like fresh Roman troops have arrived. So even though he was about to be defeated, and actually the Gauls were winning, Asterix and Obelix among them, and while they were almost winning, and Caesar was about to be defeated, when they saw the cavalry of the Romans, psychologically, they thought that thousands more are coming. And they turned and started running. Now, it's easier to cut down a person while they are running than when they are facing you fighting. And the moment they had a psychological victory and the Gauls were running, they slew as many as they can. Even though they were a smaller army, the difference, my friend, was in the details. He knew that everyone feared the Roman Empire. He played on that fear. And he created a sort of mock-up like fresh army was coming. Just to get them running. And once they start running, it's easier to cut them down. Close. Defeat and victory sometimes are so fragile. Such a thin line. It could have gone either way. During the Second World War, the Allied troops tricked the Germans by the news and by dummy tanks. They tricked the Germans who thought that the Allied troops are going to land further down south. So all the Germans put their troops lower down. Instead of Normandy, they put it lower down. I forgot what the other place is. Eh? Calais. Okay, that's another place. And so they all expecting that the Allies to land there. But it was all a hoax. So that when the Germans put all their best troops down there, they landed in Normandy instead. Think about that. You cannot fight a war without details, without planning. You think the guy who was making the dummy tank was just making it as a joke? And he could make a one that doesn't look like a tank because it's just a joke. He has to make it as surreal as he can so that when the Germans look at it through the binoculars and through the air, to them it is a real tank. It was a real job doing all those dummy things. Details. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus himself said, when you go and fight a war, he says in verse 31, or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he's able with 10,000 to meet with him who comes against him with 20,000? So Jesus himself says, count the cost when you go for war. When you start counting the cost, what are you doing? Details. You're looking whether you have the capacity. You need to know your own details. You need to know details of your enemy. By counsel, wage war. Plans are established by counsel. A lot of details go into those things. And if you don't have details in your life, if you just have a mission sort of vision, it's not enough. It is important because here is it. If you got a mission, at least you evaluate. I believe that towards the very end, people who really live their life,